Now back to the ITD Morning After with McKernan, Hayes, and Vaughn on Team 1380.
Oh my word.
Your eyes to me are precious stones on a face that's made of solid gold. When I hold your hand, I want to cry on your loving arms to protect me from the cold.
No idea where this one came from. It's nice though. I don't know a lot about music, but I know what I like. Somebody's hurt. Someone's been injured. It starts over, thank God.
What in the name of the Lord is this?
Just let us know.
I got Glenn Medeiros last break. I'm not going to be able to pull this one off. The Communards. It's a combination of communism and nerds.
Here she goes again.
It's a gentleman.
No.
Okay.
How did we get it? Was this a Jeff Daniels CD thing? Where did we get this from?
Communards were a British pop duo of the 1980s.
Two gentlemen.
They formed in 1985 after singer Jimmy Somerville.
Yeah, the gentleman.
Left his earlier band, Bronski Beat.
Named after Bronson Pinchot.
One of them injured.
To team up with classically trained musician Richard Coles. The band had their first, you're listening to their first UK top 30 hit back in 1985. With the piano-based number 30, it reached 30 with a bullet, You Are My World. That's You Are My World. They split up in 1988. Somerville began a solo career. Wow.
So it was from Jeff Daniel. Oh my word.
Holy smokes.
That might be my favorite one of all time. I thought, I was starting to think it was like from Napoleon Dynamite and was like a joke.
Their album, the highest their album reached in the U.S. was their 1985 release, Communards.
It was self-titled?
Seventh in the U.K., but 90 over here.
Never caught on over here.
No, no, it was big. 90. We were 91, and they were 90.
Nick and the Badger, 92?
92.
The ITD Morning After on Team 1380, the Communards, bringing us back from commercial break. Jimmy the Cat Hayes will join us at 9:20. He was in Denver yesterday for the Cardinals' 7-3 loss to the Colorado Rockies. It's also a Window World exit poll day, and we have the poll lined up, and I will post it on InsideSTL.com on the message board, and also release it here on these very airwaves coming up in the 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk, or maybe even get to it right here in this segment.
You know, the Cat went 7 deep last week.
He went 7 deep?
7 deep, didn't he, Doug?
That's not usually done here.
He did 7 deep last week. Cat did.
Huh.
Is everybody all right?
There were a couple callers taken aback. Rudy.
He can't process all
the guy that goes to class, the reading class guy.
Oh, Tom in South County took the poll?
Yep.
Good.
Found a picture of the Communards.
That's
on
not
YouTube.
A picture, Doug. That's actually a
That's
video.
Them. One guy is wearing a paisley shirt and plaid Bermuda shorts. There's a lot of skipping going on the stage.
It is really something else. I would highly recommend that.
Oh my!
When you get to work, or if you're at work, if you're at home, go to YouTube. Type in Communards. Communards, and you will be rewarded with what is, while a delicious video, slightly uncomfortable.
It looks like a few people got together at band camp and said, let's form a group. Let's make a song.
Ouch. Now, I mentioned Bronski Beat prior to the Communards. Bronski Beat was the forerunner of the Communards. And on their page at Wikipedia, talking about the age of consent, the band had a telephone number of the London Gay Switchboard.
Excuse me?
And then in parentheses, it says telephone support and information for gays and lesbians in central London, etched in the inner groove of the 12-inch vinyl version.
There's a gay switchboard.
The band had a telephone number of the London gay switchboard, and they etched that number into the inner groove of the 12-inch vinyl version.
Wow.
So the Beatles had the thing where you play the record backwards and Paul's dead.
Everybody dies, yeah. And
these guys did the
gay and lesbian switchboard number.
Genius. Well, that makes sense now that I look at the video. I understand it now.
The lead singer of this... boy, there's a crowd, though, that's really into this operation. Oh, yeah.
They had a recording contract, these people.
It's like that Amy Winehouse is on stage with this gentleman. God, what a group. Have you ever seen Rusted Root? Jennings, I'm assuming you might be familiar with...
I may be familiar with him, but I've never seen him.
Send Me On My Way was their main mainstream hit. When they perform... Actually, I was staying at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas last July, and I got to my room... And if you've been to the Hard Rock Hotel, the hotel surrounds the pool, and that pool scene is like the big deal out there. And I get to my room, it's like 10:30 at night, we had just flown in, and I hear outside, I hear Send Me On My Way, and I'm like, what in the Hard Rock and Rusted Root aren't necessarily, you know, Rusted Root's more of a, you know, patchouli type crowd.
Grateful Dead.
Thank you. And so I look outside, I open up my window, and you can walk out there, and the little bit of a balcony there is... And Rusted Root is performing right there by the pool. The odds of me walking out right as they're performing the one song I would recognize, or one of like the two songs I would recognize. And they have like 50 people on stage when they're performing. You know who else has 50 people on stage? Communards.
Do they?
Yep. But this kind of reminds me who they have on stage. We had a thing at St. Louis U High, and as much as I love the U High, and as much as they're not large fans of mine,
they don't like you there anymore?
There was a thing where they were going to have, when CBC and SLU played a few years back, I think CBC actually set this up. Martin and I were going to be honorary captains, Martin Kilcoin going to CBC,
sure,
at the U-High, and somebody nixed it. And I guess it's because
of your potty mouth?
I guess that's why. But whatever, neither here nor there. I still really...
Send them money?
No, I won't send money anywhere. I used to.
Did you?
If I'm not good enough to come out and flip a coin, you're not getting my money. I don't think that's wrong. I mean, am I wrong on that?
No. Just the way you said it. If I'm not good enough to come out and flip a coin, I'm not sending the money.
I mean, is that not fair?
No,
I think that's
fine.
Reasonable.
It's
yeah,
fine. It's fine.
You're gonna ask me for money, but I can't come out and flip the coin?
You shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry. No, you're right. I'm not disagreeing.
And I've done all right, you know.
I know you're
31 years old.
You could help him.
But whatever, that's fine. But anyway, I love the U-High, despite that. And I'm sure we'll bond at some point. But and this was a few years ago. But anyway, because St. Louis U-High has a very strict guideline for acceptance, there is a healthy population of nerds, as you may expect.
That'll do well in life, probably.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That the guys in my class in 94, God only knows what they're doing. But when we went to gym class at St. Louis U High, there was a thing, I guess, for a time period, you know, in gym class, sometimes you're off and on whatever sport it is. And this was basketball season of the gym class at St. Louis U High. And there was a thing called... it wasn't called anything. We called it ourselves. When the nerds would get together and play, we called it goofball basketball. And if I could have gotten some video of goofball basketball, that's what the Communards video that Doug has up on is, where there's just all these geeks on stage kind of gyrating. That's what I see in the Communards. Ben Boyd has requested I spell it again. It's Communards. Type that into YouTube, Ben Boyd. You'll be very happy.
Were those low-scoring affairs at the basketball games?
They were very low-scoring, uncoordinated affairs. And this is coming from someone that was cut from the freshman football, freshman basketball, and freshman baseball team. And I was looking at it going, what in the hell are these people doing out here?
And who was that evil boy that used to chase you around?
Teron Miller, and if you're listening, I'm still going to run from you.
He wasn't playing goofball basketball, was he?
No, he left after freshman year. He had enough.
If the listeners want to, Timmy, want to see what the lead singer of Communards looks like, mm-hmm. YouTube, Disenchanted is the song you need to look at. You can see what this fancy boy looks like.
Yeah, this is a dandy gentleman. But he has a posse. And there is that guy in the that appears, he looks a lot like what John Candy was wearing to the beach in Summer Rental, who is dancing around in the background. Doesn't necessarily seem to have a role in this particular performance.
Eye candy. That's his background. Paisley shirt, Bermuda shorts.
Which guy's the lead singer in the Disenchanted?
Oh, I think it's pretty clear, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm watching the Disenchanted.
This guy had a faux hawk back in the 80s.
Okay, all right.
That's making a statement.
Wow.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Thank you, Jeff Daniel, for introducing us to the Communards. Boy, there he is again, that guy in the...
Friends of the show.
We ought to get them on the program, and somebody with a... What do they call those hairstyles? They had them in the 60s, beehive?
Beehives.
Yeah,
that wasn't it. Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
The beehive is where they stacked it all up straight up on their head.
Iggy, does your stuff go out over the air?
See, it should.
Here?
It should go over
that
the air.
That one did not. See, I don't know when I have to, like, repeat
See,
what you said.
Should go, I think you should always go over
I
the air.
I think that one probably was good that it didn't go out over the air. That one in particular. All right, we'll come back and introduce the exit poll. Maybe we can include a Communards question. And I don't know if we should roll seven deep. It's like when you're the Ghostbusters and you cross streams. That's a very risky proposition.
You probably ought to slow it down just a little bit.
My
not get too
word.
Big for our britches.
My word. 25 minutes of uninterrupted sports talk next on the ITD Morning After Team 1380.